Hello and welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 4, recorded on February 10th, 2008. I was one of the lucky people who got to present, well, actually co-present, a concurrent session at FETC 2008. FETC is the Florida Educational Technology Conference, and although it's a state conference, it is huge. I've posted a short video on the attipscast.wordpress.com site that will give you an idea on just how many people attended the conference. According to one of the speakers at the closing session, FETC 2008 had people from 49 states in attendance. That is pretty huge. The conference also hosts a large exhibit hall where different companies have booths set up to display their information and hawk their wares, as it were. I think there were close to 1,000 booths, if not more, at the conference. Also, FETC had one dedicated room that was open for the duration of the conference that was an assistive technology lab. The lab had an extensive array of sample software and devices that are used to assist individuals or students with disabilities. The AT lab was run by the Fiddlers, which is the Florida Diagnostic and Learning Resources System. Conference attendees could wander into the lab and experiment with anything and talk to individuals knowledgeable about the uses of each piece of software and/or device. The keynote speaker for the opening session was Jeff Corwin from Animal Planet. My family and I are huge Jeff Corwin fans and watch his show, The Jeff Corwin Experience, at least once or twice a week. I was lucky enough to sit in the seventh row during his keynote, and I grabbed some short video snippets on his view on education and the role it plays in the world today in shaping the minds of youth, as well as on how educators can play a role in conservation.
I always sort of make this joke. I studied to become a teacher. I went to what we call a normal school, a teacher's college, Bridgewater State College in Massachusetts, one of the first teacher's colleges in the country. And, all my friends in my town where I live that studied education are teachers today. And I always, make the joke, I know you guys just do it for the money. But, you get this ultimate reward in knowing that you've taken the next generation and you've set them on a pathway which will ultimately enrich our nation.
Those videos are also on the site at attipscast.wordpress.com. So, I learned a ton of information at this conference. Honestly, if I shared it all with you now, it would take hours. So, I decided to give you the top 5 things I learned at FETC 2008, and the rest I will distribute as separate tips in future casts. Tip for episode number 4, the top 5 things I learned at FETC 2008. Number 5. Web 2.0 applications are the wave of the future. In some districts, the wave of the present. Okay, I really can't say that I learned this at FETC, but I can say that my suspicions became even more affirmed that Web 2.0 applications are being used more widely than ever around the country. There were tons of presentations on this topic and tons of presentations that embedded Web 2.0 applications into their content. If you aren't familiar with the term Web 2.0, I think the best way to describe it is that in Web 1.0, when the internet first started, you would go to a website to look up information. It was a one-way street where someone created a site and someone visited the site to get information that person posted. The concept of Web 2.0 is that these applications are a two-way street, allowing visitors to go to a website to look up information, but then leave information as well, ultimately adding to the website. Some of the other things I learned about in my remaining top 4 are Web 2.0 applications. There are some restrictions depending on which sites you use, but many of these Web 2.0 sites would be very useful in differentiating instruction. Number 4. Classroom 2.0. This website is like Facebook or MySpace for educators. It's a social networking site just for educators. It's a place for teachers to collaborate, meet similar individuals who share common interests in education and educational issues. I created a profile for myself and I posted a link to it on attipscast.wordpress.com. Go check it out. Leave me a message if you go there. I would love to hear from you. I see this tool as a great way to brainstorm solutions with other educators on topics such as how to make instruction more universal, how to differentiate instruction, what kinds of activities, interventions, and tools have been used to help with particular learning challenges, and then different ways to brainstorm professional development strategies, and much, much more. Number 3, using your Noodle on the Moodle, a concurrent session by Alan Taylor, who is an educator from New Jersey. The workshop was on Moodle, which is a competitor of Blackboard. Moodle is an open source tool, though, which means it's free, and it allows users to have a virtual classroom or warehouse. It does much more than that, but Moodle isn't what impressed me about the session. What impressed me was the presenter's style. Basically, he opened the session by saying, "Hey, I've got this PowerPoint presentation together. I'm going to reference it if I need it. But we've all been listening to how Web 2.0 technology should be used in the classroom. But here we are at this conference using traditional I lecture, you listen models during these sessions. So I'm going to do this. I'm just going to let you know that I'm here to talk about Moodle. What do you want to know?" And the conversation began, and we were off. He answered questions, he showed people stuff based on what their questions were, and he did it all freeform. It was an awesome style, and I hope to emulate it in the future during my own future presentations. Number 2, The Amazing Math Toolbox for Teachers, a concurrent session by Ian Price from The Fiddlers. During this concurrent session, Ian demonstrated an array of inexpensive and often free math tools for all ages. He showed some free computer-based and often web-based calculators, rulers, and protractors, and that was just some of the items that he demonstrated. Again, there's too many to list here, but you can access a list of all of these from the www.fiddlerstech.com website. I placed a link to it on the attipscast.wordpress.com site. And the number one thing I learned at FETC 2008 is VoiceThread, www.voicethread.com. This Web 2.0 application allows you to post up a picture and then allows different registered users to comment on that picture, either by recording their voice or by typing text. For example, you could upload a picture of a cute and cuddly ferret named, let's just call him Mojo. Then, users could go in and leave voice messages or text messages on how cute, cuddly, or smelly and sneaky they think Mojo is. Icons appear around the edges of the photo, representing that a comment has been left. When you click on the icon, the user's voice message or text message is played or displayed. The users could listen to or read the other messages before leaving their own. There are more functions as well. For instance, you can doodle on images with some basic drawing tools. When I saw this tool, I immediately began thinking of all the students who could benefit from the application. Students could do digital storytelling, practice social situations, create collaborative presentations, comment on community-based instruction trips, comment on field trips, or just simply use it as a "Mom, look what I did at school today" sort of feature. That about wraps it up for this week's episode. I want to thank the entire state of Florida for their hospitality during our stay in Orlando. Also, if you're interested in doing a segment for the show, or if you have ideas for future shows, or if you have questions, or if you'd like to send me a voicemail, really anything at all, please email me at attipscast@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.